The ear really can't hold repetition. Really. The listener adds emphasis every time. To listen is to insist. Sound is a change in air pressure. Trace it as it moves. With touch. With pressure. I'm surprised to see these sculptures at rest. Because for the sculpture to be at rest, the air must be at rest. And the air should never be at rest. If the air is at rest, then the message can't travel. Air at rest lacks language. Air at rest leads to silence, or it leads to forgetting.
Can I expect anyone to have 50 sounds in their mind? Can I be sure that each of these sounds will be very different?
Does it matter?
Inside the ear are a series of high-pressure tubes. For this piece, I wanted to make a kind of tube where sounds could travel from distant past to distant future. But I couldn't figure out how to make this tube, and I completely forgot that these kinds of tubes already exist anyways, and that I carry them around inside my ear every moment, whether I'm using them or not. I do not distinguish between ears and hands. First, I listen for cause and effect. What made the ear take that shape? And then I drift. I drift from room to room, and I listen for cause and effect. And when I drift from listening for cause and effect to listening for the wave itself, the sound could be voices or stones, it doesn't matter. A grain, a texture, a quality moves to the front. One form of information dominates another and suppresses another. The sound is a carrier wave, the wave that carries. I have to ask it a question to get a response. What forms of listening might lie dormant between listening for cause and effect and listening for the wave that carries?
If 50 people are listening, then a single sound has become 50 sounds. It can be expected that there are 50 sounds in their minds. And one can be sure that each of these sounds will be very different. Does the moon orbit a sound?
As if ears were hands. Do I need access to a quiet space to read, meditate, regroup thoughts? I can't help it. Listeners are particular and concrete. Physical, symbolic, textural, temporal, spectral. They describe instantaneous events, temporary states, and processes that evolve over time. Comparing new to remembered. A changeable frame of reference, a window with an unusual and unstable shape. Empowering constraints, to listen is to insist.
Sound deceives continually, or one sound evokes many readings. If 50 people are listening, then a single sound has become 50 sounds. And for each of these 50 listeners, there are 50 sounds in each of their minds. And I can be sure that each of these sounds will be different.
Would I trace it back to me?
What counts here first and last is not so-called facts, but listening. Listening insists on fantasy and imagination, a place for a mind to balance.
The ear makes its own sounds, tones like sine waves alternating with transient noise in tints and shades. It hurts to hear these sounds, issued from the ear itself. Sounds from the outside world are much more gentle. To listen to the ear in itself is to be caught in a labyrinth that can cause one to lose balance and fall down. Down into a hole carved in wax.
Signals mix in the ear, and the ear multiplies itself. One thing follows another, and I become a moon orbiting a sound, absorbing and reflecting. Each sound that I produce extends from me like a long, thin wire. Each sound that I produce can be easily traced back to me. If I bounce a sound off of the moon, I've drawn a line that ties me to the moon. To cut the line, I would have to pass the sound to another listener. Or I'd be trapped forever between the sound and the moon. Who owns non-space? Drawing a frame around what is uncertain, inaccessible, unknowable. Holding what can't be held. Sound can fill a space without occupying it. Sound can be a guest, but not a host. Sound doesn't claim territory, though it may define it. Sound isn't fixed. Sound flows at the center and reflects at the edges. You may choose to hear a sound directly, but you'll have to approach me and stand close to me because the sound follows my body around. I can't help it. Listening extends beyond what is present. It folds in the imaginary. Listening extends what can be experienced directly. Sound is physical and concrete, but listening is fantasy.
Can I expect anyone to have 50 sounds in their mind? Can I be sure that each of these sounds will be very different?
After a while, my ears are so dazzled and concentrated that I cease even to listen anymore, and it is as though my ears literally and actually reach out to feel things, as if ears were hands. If 50 people are listening, then a single sound has become 50 sounds. It can be expected that there are 50 sounds in their minds, and one can be sure that each of these sounds will be very different.
Following and drawing, I can't distinguish between ears and hands. First I listen for causes, and then I listen for effects. What makes the air take this or that shape? And when I drift from room to room, between interior and exterior, between public and private, and I listen for causes, and I listen for effects. Signals mix in the ear, and the ear multiplies itself. One thing follows another, and I become a moon, orbiting a sound, absorbing and reflecting. Each sound that I produce extends from me like a long, thin wire. Each sound that I produce can easily be traced back to me. If I bounce a sound off of the moon, I've drawn a line that ties me to the moon. To cut the line, I would have to pass this sound to another listener, or I'd be trapped forever between the sound and the moon.
Once, due to illness, my ear shut off both channels to the outside world. In times of extreme austerity or deprivation, one makes odd facsimiles of what one desires out of available materials. The ear makes its own sounds, tones like sine waves, alternating with transient noise in tints and shades. It hurts to hear these sounds, issued from the ear itself. Sounds from the outside world are much more gentle. To listen to the ear in itself is to be caught in a labyrinth that can cause one to lose balance and fall down, 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 into a hole carved in wax.